Psalm 115 is our psalm for today. And the psalm is asking God to show His glory. The psalmist is saying, God, show your glory to the nations so nobody can say, where's your God? He wanted God to do something. And he goes on to describe in several verses then the useless gods of the heathen. He says they're wood gods, they're metal gods, they're handmade. They have carved eyes that can't see. They have carved mouths that can't talk. They have tin ears that can't hear. They have molded noses that can't smell. They have hands that can't grasp and feet that can't walk or run. The heathen make them and the heathen become just like them, just like these useless gods. Then he boasts of the God of Israel and tells all to trust God and to let God bless them. Ooh, something just shook me when I read that. Are we every day giving God time to bless us? Are we aware of the fact that He is? Are we aware that we drove to the store and we didn't get in an accident and we're home safely? God is blessing us. He is blessing us continually in relationships, and we need to wake up and say, oh, God, that was you, wasn't it? And then he tells them to bless the Lord and praise his name. And so in the last verse he says, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth forevermore. Praise the Lord, because he's much more worthy to be blessed than those wooden gods, isn't he? They bow to the wooden gods, but we have the God that made the heaven and the earth. I want to key in on two words now. If Pat, you'll pull that down. No, the one. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, and we will praise the Lord. Again, I've shared these words many times, but I felt impelled today to put them up on the board so you could see them. Let's see what it means. What are we supposed to do to bless him? Okay? It's the Hebrew word barak, and from Strong's 1288. You can go on down there. It means to kneel as an act of adoration, abundantly, all together, to bless, to congratulate, to kneel down, to praise, to salute, or to thank. So that Hebrew word is absolutely bless. That word is pregnant with meaning and so much fuller than just bless. But all those things tied together. And as we go into worship this morning, if we think of some of these things as we're singing the songs and psalms and praises to him, be aware of the fact that we are in this place this morning gathered together to bless him, not just to receive blessing from one another and from him, but we're here to bless him. We're here to bring forth an act of adoration toward our God, the God that's not made with, you know, carved out of wood and tin and stone, etc., but the real God. We're here to bless him this morning. That's our job. We get to bless God. Can you imagine? He made the earth. He did everything. He governs everything. And we're here to bless him. Wow, I love it. And then we're to praise him. The psalmist tells him to praise him. Halal. It means to be clear. Not muddy in praise, but clear in sound. To shine. To make a show, to boast. I want to boast about my God. The praise reports this morning, we were boasting about him and what he'd done in our lives. To be clamorously foolish. Oh, no, we live in Port Ludlow. And Port Ludlowans are never foolish. Right? They're retired. Most of them are retired and they're two state. And they were all somebody some time ago. And now they're in Port Ludlow, and the last thing they want to do is be foolish. No, we can be foolish for our God. We can be like we're at a football game. We can be foolish for God. To rave, it even means to rave, and absolutely causative, to celebrate. And I thought, whoa, how neat. I looked at the first song as I came up here. I didn't know it before. Our first song this morning is Celebrate, Jesus, Celebrate. Very good choice, Pastor Kevin. God has a flow. So let's stand together this morning and let's say this verse, and then we'll go right into worship and we're going to celebrate Him. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Amen. Celebrate Him.